Joining us right now to discuss the latest COVID conditions in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, as always, thank you. I appreciate you having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're at 40 current active cases in Brockton. Total cases overall, again, 29,062, and death count is at 489. So we're really trending in the right direction in terms of active positive cases. We're still in a green, which is phenomenal, green category. Our hospitals, Dan, the census numbers are great over there right now. But, you know, we are keeping our eyes on, some of the upticks overseas right now. But had a call just yesterday morning with Director of Board of Health, Dr. Montesier, and Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant. So, you know, we're going to continue to be diligent and vigilant, but the numbers right now are just so much better than they were just several months ago.
As you said, things are looking better in the hospitals.
They are. They're looking great in the hospitals right now, and that's the three hospitals, including the VA, Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton, Signature Healthcare, and I know Brockton Neighborhood Health Center as well is opining that their numbers are down. So, you know, we're still giving out the test kits throughout the city. I want to thank our friends in Plymouth County, the county commissioners, and the treasurer for giving us some additional test kits here in Brockton, and I know they did that throughout the county. But, you know, we're going to continue to do that. School committee, we met this week, and Superintendent Mike Thomas and I talk probably four, five, six times a day sometimes, and, you know, the school numbers are great as well. So we just have to continue to stay the course, Dan.
And I wanted to also ask you about, we talked about this last time, but the Shaw Center, how are things going on over there?
No, phenomenal. So we, again, DPH made it a regional site, and it was hosted by Brewster Ambulance. It was 5 days a week. That was peeled back to 3 days a week. And then starting in April, it's going to be just 1 day a week for Brewster. It's going to be on Saturdays. But to pick up some of the slack, the Board of Health here for the city will pick up an extra day. So again, the numbers are trending in the right direction, and you know, people are really excited to be able to get outside with the nice weather starting to fall upon us as well. So, you know, we're just going to continue to stay the course, but it's much better to be speaking to you this week than in months past, Dan.
And as Easter edges a little closer, are you at all concerned about any potential spikes?
You know, not really. It's a personal thing on how you do it when you meet with your loved ones and your family. And, you know, my wife and my children and I, we're still very cautious. And, you know, we're boosted. Those that qualify are boosted. So, you know, we're just going to continue to do what we need to do as a family. And it's great to be able to see, you know, some extended family members as well. And, you know, we've been doing some outside activities here at City Hall. You and I spoke last week. It was St. Patrick's Day. We did the Irish flag raising. And this coming Friday, tomorrow, we'll be doing the Greek Independence flag raising at 3:30 outside of City Hall, too. So, you know, it's good to be able to, you know, take the masks off and see people and laugh and be engaged. But, again, we are still monitoring the numbers, and we'll continue to do that in the coming months as well.
Now, I wanted to kind of switch gears here a little bit with you and talk about something that's been ongoing right now, and that's a donation drive you guys have been doing for Ukraine.
Yeah, it's been really, really just awestruck on the generosity of people here in the city of Brockton, residents and business owners, and some folks coming from neighboring communities as well. So we did our first disbursement. We drove up to Westfield, Massachusetts. I want to give a shout-out to Ken LaGrice, Jr. from Brockton Emergency Management, who drove up there from Brockton. It's a pretty good drive. We loaded up the van, the SUV van. It was chock full of really wonderful supplies, from clothing to medical supplies to, you know, plastic containers. And, you know, we'll continue to do that. So if anybody listening is interested, again, the city of Brockton is actively receiving donations. And it's from 8:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon here at City Hall, 45 School Street, second floor, which is the mayor's office.
Now, is this going to be something that's going to be ongoing indefinitely, or do you have kind of a time period for how long this will be?
No, great question. So we did it last week. We did a delivery on Friday. We're doing it again this week with a delivery next Monday. And then it's going to be a wait-and-see approach on how many supplies and donations are going to continue to be made to the city. The big thing is to make sure we can get it on the plane to fly to Poland. So, again, you know, it is the next 2 weeks. It was last week and this coming week. I suspect that we'll be able to do it again the third week next week. But, again, if we can continue to do it, we'll do it as much as people are ready, willing, and able to donate. And it's going to a good cause, and I'm really proud to be working with so many really generous people.
Now, I wanted to ask you also about a project ongoing with the Ganley Building.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. So it's a state building downtown in Brockton, the old Ganley building. Joe Ganley was the proprietor, and right now it's a state building. And the beautiful thing about that, I took a tour of it yesterday, is that Massasoit Community College, based here in Brockton, President Ray DePasquale and Bill Mitchell, the senior vice president, and I took a tour of that. And it's a game changer for the downtown. It literally is on Main Street, but when you're coming down Route 123, Belmont Street in Brockton, and when you get to Main Street, you're looking at this brand new, wonderful, state-of-the-art building, and it's just a really wonderful addition to the downtown. And I'm really thankful for the Baker Polito administration for funding that, and it's a game changer in that part of the city.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you next week, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.